Guys, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. I know it has been a very, very long break since our last episode. In today's episode, though, we're going to be talking about consistency in lead marketing. The benefits of it, the important things to note, as well as why consistency is the key to a lot of the clients that we work with and the success of the strategy that they use. Now, consistency in your strategy is going to be one of the main things that helps you move your business forward quickly. Now, if you are wondering what has happened over the last few months inside of our EarnG Media agency, or what's been happening in my personal life, in February of this year, I packed up myself in Australia and went to go spend nearly 5 months overseas with my partner. So we started in the UK and we've been traveling for about a month and a half in the UK, and I'm down, just done a bit about, probably about a month in the EU now. So we did about 2 weeks in Paris, 2 weeks in Belgium, and we're in Amsterdam at the moment. So I've got about another 2.5 months before I'm back in mainland Australia. And running a company with, you know, we've got 12 full-time staff now inside of EarnG Media. It's been a really interesting one to be able to pack all of the office. Within 3 months, end of last year, we packed up the office, worked from home for around 2.5 to 3 months. February came around, and then it was pretty much we are overseas, we're on different time zones. I'm operating on a completely different time zone to all of my clients, to all of the staff. And it's been a very interesting journey to understand how to keep operating a business at the level we are. We're $1 million a year agency. And it's interesting to be able to see the difficulties that come with that as an owner or operator. A lot of my mentors said, this could be one of the worst things you do, going on a trip for 5 months overseas while you're running a company. Try and run it digitally. But we're sort of halfway through the trip now. The business has continued to grow, which, you know, is more than what we could have asked for. We wanted to just say, as long as it stayed exactly where it is, we're happy. It's been growing, and it's been growing extremely fast as well, despite the fact that we have not been making any content for social media. So very exciting for us, and awesome to be able to start to share this along the journey as we go, because the business is growing despite the difficulties and restrictions we're putting on ourselves. Now, back into the episode, consistency in lead marketing. So this is something that is important to me at the moment, and why I'm actually pulling the camera back out now. What's the purpose? You know, I'm 2.5 months into the trip, haven't done a podcast episode, haven't done any content for socials since then, just been working on our clients. And the reason I'm bringing it back out now is consistency in lead marketing is something that's coming up a lot more for a lot of our clients and for ourselves as well. A lot of people saying that consistency is what they're needing and what they're looking for. A lot of people appreciating the fact that what we build for them is consistency. So inside of consistency in your marketing and your lead gen, it's about having consistency across the board. So consistency in your sales team is something that's very difficult to find, because a sales team can have fluctuations. They can have good weeks, bad weeks. Now, when you talk about consistency when it comes to your front end, it's something that a lot of people struggle to find. Something that you've got to really find the right tune when it comes to being able to generate a lead on the front end and have a consistent touch to it. One of the big things that we look at is what's the strategy you're utilizing? Are you using lead magnets? Are you using direct call campaigns? Are you doing direct inquiry campaigns? Are you pushing them towards something like a webinar or an ebook? These things are all contributing factors to the consistency and the quality of a lead. But when it comes down to how you're structuring the content you provide and how you're structuring the strategy you use, affects heavily to the consistency of your business and the inbound leads that you get. Now, consistency is one of those things that once you crack the code, it removes that little worry in your head that, oh shit, if leads don't come through next week, what are we going to do? And that's, you know, as a business owner, as an operator, as a sales manager, you've got all of those components on your mind all the time, because you're always thinking about what if this goes down? What if this doesn't work again? So being able to find that consistency on the front end of your business is going to allow you to have a bit more clarity around being able to focus on trying to find the consistency in the areas you can't control, which are things like sales teams and emotions and those human activities. Now, if you could have a business that operates entirely from a consistent front end, automated, scalable lead gen on the front, like Facebook ads, and then you're able to build a funnel that's able to cater to that, and you can move those leads along without having to have human interactions, then that's going to build you the most consistent route of attack overall. But for a majority of businesses, they need that point of contact to be able to get the high conversions that they're looking for. So if you really break it down, consistency is about making sure that mainly the headache is gone away, but you can start to look at the numbers a little bit more comparable, or comparing the numbers a little bit better. Now, what does that actually mean? We're wanting to see consistency in fluctuations of price. So we want the price to sit the same most days. We don't want to see it at $60 a lead and then it's back down to $3 a lead, then it's up at $7 a lead, it's back at $14 a lead. We want to find the average of where it's at. If we have those fluctuations, you're not able to compare where you're heading. Now, if you compare a fluctuating campaign, you make a change, you don't know if that's improving the benefit of the campaign. Now, with a consistent campaign, if we go and change some copies and we see a drop in lead price, we can factor in what might be that, what might be causing that. And we can actually start to dictate when we make changes, what's the reason that has caused a positive or a negative effect on the campaign. And you can start to get an understanding as to what campaign you're working with, what's going to help increase or decrease the quality or price of leads. Now, that only comes from having a consistency in price and a consistency in lead amount. Realistically, one in the same thing. Now, inside of that consistency, one thing I want to break down for you is looking deeper into the numbers when you get into your campaigns and looking at things like the cost per click, the amount of clicks versus the amount of leads. And this is something that we work very, very closely with, is being able to understand what we're not just looking at what's the price per lead that I'm paying for, but we're wanting to understand what's the amount of clicks and what's the price per click. If we see a piece of, and we've got two, let's say one video with one actor and another video with a different style actor. They're both edited very similar, but it's just a different in actor. If one of those actors is getting a much higher click rate, through rate, and the price per click is at, you know, 30 cents, I'm going to go, great, it's costing us 30 cents to get a click. But if it costs you 20 clicks to get one lead, then you're sort of paying basically more than what you need to, because realistically, you should be sitting around for every 5 clicks, you get one lead. Every 5 to 6 clicks, one lead comes through. So when we balance that out, we're wanting to look into the Facebook data of how many clicks we're getting on our campaigns. And then we're wanting to look at how many price per click, or what was the price per click. And then we're wanting to compare the amount of clicks to the price per lead. Now, what that's going to give us is what's called a ratio. And that gives us the ability to start to look at when we make small, minute changes to the front end of the ad, like copies, design, style, color, music, that allows us to compare the difference in price per click. Now, that might help. Now, the price per click might go down. Maybe the ad has become more hooky. It's gotten more attention. If the price or the amount of leads, clicks to lead ratio goes up. So if the amount of click to lead ratio goes up, but the price has also dropped, that's not necessarily benefiting the campaign. And this is when we start to talk about consistency. You need to understand the breakdown of those numbers. When we're looking at our lead price, we're never just looking at the price per lead. If you're looking at that, it's a really superficial number that's not actually telling you any benefit. Now, the difference on that is two comparable days. You might have one day where you've got a high clicks and it's very low cost click, and then you get the same amount of leads. And then you get another day where there's a low amount of clicks, but a lot of those clicks turned into leads, but it was a much higher price per click. Now, we're going to have the same comparable data, but one's telling us a totally different story of what that asset piece or that graphic or that creative has done for us. Now, that's the main thing with the cost per lead. We're looking in at those numbers and we're looking at, well, what's the consistency that we can find in there? What's running consistently between price per click? What's running consistently between the amount of clicks? And then what's running consistently between the conversion from click to lead? And when you can work those numbers back, that allows you to start to more consistently look at how do we transition those initial inquiries through to being a converted lead. Now, when we start to look at turning that person into a lead, there's the big debate between landing pages, there's a big debate between inbound calls, there's a big debate between Facebook forms or Messenger forms. But the rule of thumb for us is what's going to get us the most consistent outlook. And at the moment, for everyone out there, that landing pages are not currently doing that. With all the changes to the pixel, with all the changes to the data, the most easiest way to get the highest consistency on your leads is by using what's called a Facebook instant form. Not Messenger forms, just Facebook Instant Form. Now, what that is it's a little area in Facebook and Instagram that pre-fills the form for you. So when you click on it as a potential lead, it has already pre-filled your phone number, your email, etc. So what we're doing is that simplifies that process down, which normally the reason we do that on a landing page is so that we can get people to have a little bit more buy-in to wanting, which necessarily increases quality of the leads because they have more of a buy-in. They remember it. They remember clicking on the link. They remember having to fill out their email. Now, when we go to Facebook Instant Form, they do sometimes get to a stage where they're like, I don't remember that. Now, how do we combat that and get that consistency and quality? We want to add qualifying questions on the start. So we want to add qualifying questions prior to asking for their phone number, their email, things that can engage them. And it's not just prying questions. It's not things like if you're in the finance industry or the property industry, you're not asking things like, how much money do you have in your superannuation? How much money do you have in your savings? How much money do you have in your equity? Because those questions is what everyone else is asking. And those questions, although they give us exactly the identification that they're a qualified lead for us, we want to get further and deeper down into being able to make people realize at this stage we're actually in the best interest for them. Doesn't matter if you're looking for a lead magnet, like an ebook or a course. Doesn't matter if you're doing a direct inquiry. We want to try and dig a little bit deeper here and ask for more emotional buying questions. So that way, when you get on the phone with them, you're not just going, great, I can see that you qualify from a financial level, but you're asking questions that are allowing you to get below the surface level in the sales. Now, that's going to breed a consistency in the styles of answers they give you. So if I start asking more goal-based questions and I start asking more in-depth questions around what they want to achieve with my service. So I'm going to take this and go, let's say I'm working as a laser clinic. I want to be asking what areas of the body do they want to achieve X results. So I'm going to be asking what area of the body. I'm going to be asking what result do they want to see. I'm going to be asking the budget. I want to see how soon they want the result. I'm not necessarily asking buying questions as a whole, but I'm asking goal-based questions. Now, it comes across totally different when the lead perceives it. And what it's going to allow them to do is for you to fish the right information out of the leads to then work out who do you need to call off the back of this. If all of your bad leads that waste your time over a consistent period, and consistent's the word I keep bringing up, always waste your time because they answer these three styles of questions in this order, then you categorically know that when they come through in the future, that there's a lower chance that you're going to prioritize those calls. And instead, you're going to prioritize the sales team's calls on the ones that answer the questions we know that convert at the right percentages. Now, once we're finished with those, we'll move down the ranks. Now, that's called consistency and quality. And consistency and quality is building this pyramid structure that allows us to filter through strategic questioning. And that's the fastest way, once you figure out how to get consistency from having a large amount of content, and as we build our campaigns, we build 15, 20 videos on one campaign. We build 40 to 70 graphics on one campaign. So that way we give Facebook enough to test. We give them enough to find that consistent graphic that's going to get us the leads we want. And as they start to filter through, we start to look and break down why is each individual piece of content working. Then we go, how do we get each of those pieces of content that people inquire on, how do we get those inquiries to be so consistent that we can just pick out of a list which ones are going to answer the phone, which ones are going to qualify, which ones are going to work with us straight away, which ones are going to waste our time. Now, consistency and being able to build that consistency takes refinement. It takes coming back to the drawing board regularly to be able to find the right thing that's going to work. Now, consistency as a whole, the benefit it's going to give to your business is naturally being able to know the numbers ahead of time. Now, there is a little bit of a give and take around consistency when it comes to, are you a front-end business or a back-end business? Now, if you look at your company right now or the company you're working in, the sales team you're managing, are you front-end, meaning that you have to make a margin on every front-end sale that you have? Are you semi-front-end, which means that you need to make margin on the front, but you're relying on repeat clients and people coming back again? Or are you a back-end business that's subscription? So when we look at subscription, we're looking at NDIS carers, we're looking at agencies, we're looking at SaaS-based companies, we're looking at companies that you sign up today, we know we're going to lose money on you today, but we know over the next 6 months, if you're working with us, we're going to make our money back. And that's what a back-end business is. Now, I've been fortunate enough to build majority of our companies. We charge a large amount on the front end, and we also charge on the back end. Now, that allows us to never be a bump, just one of those options. We've structured our business in a way that we're consistent on the front, because we always charge $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $35,000 to get clients on board on the front end, which allows us to have consistency in knowing that we never run a month that if we're bringing on clients, it's going to cost us more than what we've made to bring them on board. Now, on the back end, we also know that running a monthly subscription on what we do, all of my other companies run a monthly subscription as well, allows us to understand exactly how much we have in the consistency of the business. So for you guys, what you need to go back and look at is, am I running a front-end business? And if I am, how can I add something to do with the back end to the business? Even if the back end is selling and referring the clients that you have brought on board or the leads that you've generated to another service or another company that opens the door for you to get an affiliate back end. Now, you know, things like property, things like, you know, superannuation, that's a heavy area that you can build a referral process on the back end. Things like referring them to accountants, things like referring your property clients across to your solar companies, across to the energy companies, and getting kickbacks for that kind of stuff. But as a whole, I'm not going to give you advice around that. But the main thing is being able to build and balance between your front end and the back end of your business to be able to get a little bit more consistency in what it is you do. Okay. So consistency, key word at the moment, that we're seeing a lot of clients have. The real part of it is building consistency in price. Now, the consistency in price on the front end of your leads, or your consistency, if you want to break down price further, is a consistency in cost per click, the consistency in conversion from click to lead. Now, that is what we call consistency in price. And when you have that consistency in price, it means that every day you know that when you spend $100, you're going to get 10 leads inbound. And then from those 10 leads, we know we're going to have 20% that either don't qualify or don't pick up the phone. We're going to have another 10% that just are time wasters. We might have another 10% there that are just going to ask questions or their competitors. And then we go, great, we've got our 40 to 50 or 60% sitting there still that are there. There are buyers, there are potential people we can push at and start to actually sell. And they're the people that your sales team can actually start to leverage off of. You're never going to get 100% or a consistency that every person you call is going to be a perfect lead. But what you can do is start to find the consistency in the numbers that you generate. Now, that's the key that you're looking for, is consistency on the data, consistency on the numbers, not consistency in the conversions. Because consistency in the conversions is an afterthought of all of the little things that made consistency happen. If you don't fix and identify all the little variables that could be affecting consistency, you'll never actually truly have consistency. You might have it for a short period of time, but one tiny minute change could cause a drastic effect, and what we call a butterfly effect, down the rest of the business. Now, that's why lead generation is so important, because if we change ever so slightly some of the wording on the front end, it could drastically change the style of lead that comes in from the back end. So I hope this was helpful, guys. I hope consistency is something you're going to start to think about in your business. And for our next episode of this podcast, we're going to be going through the lead magnet tools that you can utilize to benefit your business more, and be able to get a higher consistency of lead through lead magnets. So, interesting fact for you, lead magnets typically generate over 50% cheaper leads, which allows you to get a much higher volume into your business. So if you want to learn more about lead magnets and tools that you can use to generate more leads through lead magnets, then click the link for our next episode, and I look forward to seeing you there.